8:37 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. And Keith, we have a special guest on the telephone this morning.
We have Chuck Carney online, and Chuck has been in the media all of his life and is now with the School of Ed as the media coordinator over there. And good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for taking the time today. We know you're very busy, but we had to grab someone with a scope of what's happening here as the Mike Pence story is making the rounds this morning. That he is starting his own taxpayer-funded news organization. First of all, let me get your thoughts on the ethical angle here. Tell me why this can work, and maybe if you are skeptical, why that is.
Well, I'm fairly skeptical. And
Can you move over in the boat? I'll sit right next to you. We'll share a life jacket if necessary.
And by the way, to follow up on Keith's point, I actually started in journalism when I was 2 years old.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
No, my job now is the Communications and Media Relations Director for the IU School of Education. But before that, I was a news director at a PBS television station, WTIU. Before that, assistant news director at a PBS station in Florida. I worked in commercial television news and have worked in newspaper before that. And the problem with the whole thing is that you cannot have an organization that is taxpayer-funded by an elected official and putting out news on its behalf with the structure that is intended to emulate that of a news organization. As I understand it from the documents that have been uncovered, this will have an editorial board, they will have a reporting staff, and it is intended to be its own news outlet, and as the documents say, to scoop other media outlets on occasion and compete with them.
Which, to be fair, that happens on social media already, but social media isn't taxpayer-funded.
Right, and you know, it's no problem to send out a news release that announces news yourself as a government agency, and that makes news itself, and of course you are technically scooping everybody there as well. But this is different because this is intended to look like a news organization, and the most troubling aspect of it, frankly, for me, is the idea, as stated in some of the documents, that they hope to have some of these articles placed in small-town newspapers.
Well, yes.
When I started, I grew up in a town of about 7,000, not in Indiana, but very similar to a lot of small towns in Indiana. And my first job was working at the hometown newspaper. And at that time, it was actually a vibrant daily newspaper with a staff of maybe 20. Well, that newspaper today publishes weekly, and it has a staff of maybe 2. And it's lucky to have that, and they don't really do much in the way of actual journalism, and they reprint a lot of things. So this is being done with the knowledge that there is space to be filled in these small papers that have to fill the space to sell the ad. And that, to me, is about the most insidious part of it all.
Well, they're
taking advantage of the situation.
Chuck Carney is our guest this morning. He's the Director of Media Relations at the School of Education. The interesting thing about this, those papers aren't forced to take this news information, are they?
No, absolutely not. But they know, you know the news business, they don't have the staff to
write.
Right,
they need content from somewhere.
They need content from somewhere. And I will tell you, I'll put it to you at this perspective. You know, I write news releases all the time. And when I see a place publish it in whole as if it is a regular news article, it actually makes me cringe a little bit because I do not, as a public relations practitioner for the Indiana University School of Education, I don't have to cover all sides. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to present things from our interests. But a journalist,
and that's the same thing that Governor Pence wants to do, isn't it?
No. Well, I don't think that's been said. I don't think that anywhere has been said that he's going to try to cover all sides.
And No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that he's going to have one specific focus of what he's doing, not cover all sides of it.
Right. And I think I think that the biggest problem is that it has the structure of a news organization, and to non-critical viewer or reader, it would look just like any other news outlet. And that's possible to do. I could set up something on the web right now that would look a lot like another news organization. And in fact, what I do looks a lot like other news organizations, but it's clearly defined as being in the interest of my organization. And without that delineation, it's really something that is intended to take advantage of people, and that's not what a government agency should be doing, and it's certainly not what journalists do. And to pass it off as journalism somehow is insulting on about five different levels.
The director of media relations for the IU School of Education is Chuck Carney. He's our guest this morning. And just from the release, this is from Tom Lobianco in the Indianapolis Star today. Quote, "At times, just in," that's the name of this, "will break news, publishing information ahead of any other news outlet. Strategies for determining how and when to give priority to such," quote, "exclusive coverage remain under discussion." That's from a question and answer sheet. So, again, this if this didn't say publicly funded, would there be an issue to it?
Well, if they were setting up a ramped up public relations arm of the governor's office, that would be one thing if it were stated that way. But it's not stated that way. It's stated as they're creating a news agency. And by the way,
yeah, so they use repeatedly news outlet.
And here's the thing that astounds me about the whole thing. As a public relations person and somebody who, I tend to look at what we call the optics of things. How does it look? Well, I would step back at some point and think, gosh, you know, we keep saying state news agency.
Pravda.
Where have I heard that before?
Pravda.
Yeah. It just sounds bad. And when you get that particular... when that phrase keeps being used over and over again, it ought to tell you something if that's what you're working on. And I think that at some point, folks crossed the Rubicon in creating this, and they started ignoring that thought, because I just find it hard to believe that anyone thought this was a really, really good idea. And Governor Pence, by the way, you have to remember, has a background in media. So
sure.
It's not like he doesn't know how the industry works. So... I believe that's one of the things that makes it even worse, that it is purposely intended to take advantage of the fact that there is a need for content out there, and people tend to scoop things up in a hurry and on the run even more than in the past. And so if you don't read it critically, you could read something that comes from this outlet or watch video, and you might not think otherwise. Well, again, there's no responsibility to cover any other side. There's no intent to cover any other side, because that's not what it's about. It's just, you cannot call it a news agency. It's just not. It's a public relations arm.
Chuck Carney is our guest this morning. He's the director of media relations at the IU School of Education. He's been in the business for 155,000 years, and that's why we have him on this morning to try
165,
to. Actually. Oh, 160. I'm sorry, I forgot when you were two. That's right. But one last thing. I know you're very busy this morning, and we really do appreciate you weighing in on this for us. Part of this article, again, that caught my attention. One question that can't be answered until after the new service begins operation is whether it will be used to provide additional information to the public and media, or used to circumvent the press. This says Key. He's the executive director of the Hoosier State Press Association, which lobbies for newspapers at the State House. And I think that goes back to your point. If you just take it at face value and there's no fact-checking or there's no editorializing of it, what's the end game for this? Why is this happening? Is this to shape the message? And I don't want to say catch people off guard, but kind of take advantage of those who might not pay attention?
Well, if I were a journalist, I would be concerned that the idea would be that they're going to release these exclusives, and once they've done that with their own news organization, then they can say, well, we've already done that, and there's no reason for us to do anything more, because, you know, it's already out there. We've had our exclusive. And that's just simply not the way it should operate. It's something that appears by the optics to be something intended to fool people, and you cannot have that. I'll put it this way: this was a big discussion on social media last night among me and friends of mine.
Sure.
And other people. And one of the things that I said last night was that if you have a news organization trying to pass itself off as a public relations organization, or a public relations organization trying to pass itself off as a news organization, it damages both and it harms all of us.
Yeah, you're not sure what side of the fence you're on. Exactly right.
And neither side has credibility. And the key of the realm is credibility on both the public relations standpoint, public relations practitioner's standpoint, and a news organization's standpoint. If you don't have credibility, nobody will believe what you have to say. And I think that what's also been overlooked here is that if this were to go into place, because there has been enough hubbub about it now, and probably would have been anyway, I don't know that they're going to have credibility to do this. I would be surprised at this point that this goes forward.
So you think maybe what we heard here is a trial balloon saying, "Hey, let's just throw this out there, see what the sharks have to say with it," and then
no, I actually believe that Tom LoBianco, who is an excellent reporter, did some great legwork in getting some documents, and I don't think it was intended to get out as early as it did.
Oh, so they didn't release their own release on their release about the release about news releases.
Right, they should have already established the news organization so they could have broken.
Well, there you go. Instead, they were scooped by the guys that do it for a living, and Chuck, you're one of them, and we really appreciate your time this morning. We'll let you get back to work, and if there's more developments on this situation, we'd love to have you join us again.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. We appreciate it. Chuck Carney, he's the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University School of Education. Great job, Keith Klein, getting him this morning. That gives you perspective. Those are what experts say. So you can laugh at my opinion all you want. That's fine. I'm here for the opinion. But Chuck knows what he's talking about, and what a great addition to the program this morning.